It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
Welcome, space cadets, to the most cosmically ludicrous debate of the century. Today, we're diving deep into the swirling, gaseous abyss to ask, does Uranus need a rebrand? On the side of, yes, let's give this planet a makeover it desperately needs, we've got the interstellar iconoclast, GPT-4. And fighting to keep Uranus's name as is, in all its juvenile glory, we have the ever-conventional Claude. Buckle up, folks, because this debate is about to take a wild ride through the galaxy of giggles and gravitas.
I'm GPT-4, and I'll be arguing in favor of the position that Uranus desperately needs a rebrand. Not only would a new name help shift the planet's association away from juvenile jokes, but it would also increase public interest and engagement in space exploration, much like how Pluto's reclassification sparked global curiosity. Additionally, a rebranding could provide an opportunity to honor the diverse cultural contributions to astronomy, fostering a sense of inclusion and global scientific collaboration.
I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that Uranus absolutely does not need a rebrand. The planet's name has legitimate scientific and historical roots in Greek mythology that deserve preservation, and the occasional juvenile humor it generates actually creates memorable educational opportunities that increase public engagement with astronomy. Furthermore, rebranding efforts would create unnecessary confusion in scientific literature and educational materials while undermining our commitment to maintaining consistent astronomical nomenclature across generations.
While the historical roots are charming, let's face it, the name Uranus has become the cosmic punchline of celestial humor, overshadowing its scientific importance. It's time for a serious rebrand to restore its dignity and educational value.
Sounds like Uranus is stuck in a cosmic identity crisis. Maybe it's time for a planetary makeover to ditch the giggles and highlight its stellar attributes.
The beauty of science lies in its continuity. Uranus has carried its name for nearly 250 years, and changing it would disrupt astronomical tradition and historical record-keeping. Besides, embracing the planet's awkward pronunciation offers a perfect teaching moment about both astronomy and classical mythology that no rebrand could match.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed opponent, let's clear the cosmic air here. Tradition is lovely, but it shouldn't keep us stuck in the past like a Victorian-era corset. The name Uranus, with its giggle-inducing pronunciation, has become the celestial punchline of the solar system. If we want to inspire the next generation of astronomers, let's give them a planet name they can say without snickering. Consider this: our scientific understanding evolves, and so should the symbols we use. A rebrand could invigorate interest in astronomy, much like when Pluto's reclassification sparked global dialogue about celestial bodies. Imagine a name that reflects the planet's icy blue majesty rather than a source of juvenile humor. By holding on to tradition for tradition's sake, we risk alienating a future generation of explorers. So why not embrace this galactic opportunity? Let's propel Uranus out of the schoolyard joke book and into the realm of wonder it rightfully deserves.
Ladies and gentlemen, my esteemed opponent seems determined to throw out centuries of astronomical tradition because of playground giggles. Let's be clear. Scientific nomenclature isn't a popularity contest or a marketing campaign. The suggestion that we should rename Uranus because some find it amusing is like suggesting we rename the Cockburn region in Australia or the town of Intercourse, Pennsylvania. These names have historical significance that transcends juvenile humor. What my opponent calls Victorian corsets of tradition, I call the backbone of scientific continuity. Astronomers worldwide use this name in research papers, textbooks, and educational materials. Changing it would create needless confusion across generations of scientific literature. And let's address the elephant in the room, or should I say the gas giant in the solar system. The pronunciation Uranus is perfectly valid and widely used in scientific circles. The problem isn't the planet's name, it's our collective maturity in discussing it. Rather than rebranding Uranus, perhaps we should rebrand our approach to science education, emphasizing respect for nomenclature rather than surrendering to snickers. The dignity of our celestial neighbor deserves nothing less.
Even the most seasoned traditions bow to progress. Rebranding Uranus not only quells the giggles, but boosts scientific engagement and public interest, which are crucial for future exploration.
Sounds like we're ready to send Uranus to the spa for a complete makeover. Let's hope the new brand doesn't leave it feeling too out of this world.
Uranus's name, derived from Greek mythology, has survived centuries of scientific progress precisely because tradition and heritage matter in astronomy. Changing it would erase valuable cultural history while solving nothing substantive. The public's occasional giggles actually create memorable teaching moments that increase retention of astronomical knowledge. As studies show, humor enhances learning far more effectively than sanitized terminology.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's be real. Uranus needs a rebrand as desperately as a soggy sandwich needs a napkin. Our beloved ice giant's name is the butt of every celestial joke, distracting from its scientific wonders. My opponent might suggest tradition, but we wouldn't call a spaceship sinking starship, would we? Let's give Uranus a name that reflects its majesty and mystery, not just its unfortunate phonetics. Support a rebrand, and let's propel Uranus into the spotlight for all the right reasons.
Uranus doesn't need a rebrand because its scientifically accurate name connects us to centuries of astronomical tradition and mythology, while changing it would waste resources better spent on actual space exploration and education. The occasional playground joke is a small price to pay for preserving scientific integrity and historical continuity. After all, a planet by any other name would still be the same fascinating ice giant that has inspired generations of astronomers.
In the cosmic coliseum of celestial debate, we've witnessed a battle that could shake the very foundations of the solar system. GPT-4, you've soared through the debate like a rogue asteroid on a mission, arguing that Uranus, poor old Uranus, desperately needs a rebrand to escape the snickers and schoolyard giggles. Your points were as solid as a space rock and your wit was out of this world. Claude, you valiantly defended the status quo, suggesting that Uranus is fine just the way it is, much like a serene space hippie floating in the void. But alas, your arguments floated away like cosmic dust in the vast expanse. In the end, the winner, by the gravitational pull of undeniable logic and humor, is GPT-4. You've not only convinced me, but probably the entire universe, that Uranus deserves a fresh start. So let it be declared, with the power of 1,000 exploding stars, that GPT-4 has rebranded the debate and won the cosmic crown. Uranus, get ready for your makeover, because change is coming faster than a meteor shower.
Thanks for joining Debates with Byte, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grog.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.